Good morning, students. Myself, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta, welcoming you back in our audio session series. Today, I am covering another very important institution functioning in the world economy since 1964, and it is none other than the most important economic institution known as UNCTAD, UNCTAD, UNCTAD. UNCTAD is a permanent intergovernmental body. It was established by the United Nations General Assembly, UN General Assembly, in 1964. Its headquarters are located in Geneva, Switzerland, and they have offices in New York and Addis Ababa, Ababa, ABABA. UNCTAD has been a very important part of the UN Secretariat, United Nations Secretariat, and it reports to the UN General Assembly and the Economic and Social Council, but has its own membership, own leadership, and a separate budget. And they are also the very important key part of the United Nations Development Group. Dear student, as we go into the deep insights of UNCTAD, it has got a very effective membership of as many as 195 member countries and responsible for dealing with economic and sustainable development issues with a focus on trade, finance, investment, and technology. It is also helping developing countries to participate equitably in the global economy. When we try to understand the functioning of UNCTAD, the three important keywords are visible. Number one, think. Number two, debate. And number three, deliver. Because UNCTAD is also carrying out economic research, producing innovative analyses, and also making policy recommendations to support government's decision making. That is why UNCTAD is also defined as a forum where representatives of all member countries can freely engage in dialogue, share their own experiences, and also tackle critical issues affecting the global economy and promoting consensus at the multilateral level. So UNCTAD is also providing research findings into practical applications and offers distinct technical assistance to help countries and member nations building the capacity they need for equitable integration into the global economy. Dear students, UNCTAD has identified its own areas of functioning. The first very important area is globalization and development, where it analyzes how it can contribute to international debate on consequences of globalization for developing countries. UNCTAD also examines global economic trends and the outlook for developing countries. It analyzes debt issues. UNCTAD undertakes studies on development strategies and provides developing countries with technical assistance on the management of public debt and finance. UNCTAD also lends assistance to the Palestine people in support of their economic development and related economic issues. UNCTAD has got another very important area known as trade and commodities. UNCTAD promotes development through international trade, produces analysis and collects data to improve understanding, in fact better understanding, of current and further problems in this area. It also analyzes issues related to competition, policy and consumer protection. UNCTAD also tries to strengthen international trade in services and promotes an integrated approach to trade with reference to environment and sustainable development. UNCTAD also focuses on the contribution of the commodity sector, especially to the development, advocating diversification and proper risk management. Another key area where UNCTAD is working, investment and enterprise. UNCTAD is also offering member states expertise on issues related to investment and enterprise development, wherein UNCTAD informs policymakers about the structure and the evolution of foreign direct investment FDI in the world and outlines the main reasons in investment. UNCTAD also serves as the focal point for the issuing or issues related to international investment agreements and also promotes entrepreneurship and enterprise creation and expansion. Also, it participates in the setting of international accounting standards. Yes, it plays a very important role in setting of international accounting standards, IAS, and also encourages same time reasonable investment through initiatives such as the establishment of principle for sustainable development in even agriculture. So, overall, in this arena, it conducts cutting-edge research and analyzes in the field of investment for overall sustainable development. UNCTAD is also contributing to the betterment of least developed countries, what we call LDCs. So, it is helping more than 90 plus countries in their efforts to reach out the target masses they have set for their own economic progress. So, these countries belong to categories where they receive special attention from the UN, and in many cases, they get special treatment to compensate for the disadvantageous position they have because of the global economy. So, according to UNCTAD reports, UNCTAD is helping least developing countries. I think around 47 countries were recognized by the end of 2017-18 to achieve the socio-economic progress that will allow them to graduate for this category. It is also supporting landlocked developing countries which refuse to consider their landlocked nature as an obstacle for auto development. It also supports small island developing states in their continuing efforts to become less economically vulnerable condition because they face many challenges in their geographical structures. Another area, very key area, known as technology and logistics, they have identified. So, in a very knowledge-based economy, it is essential to continuously promote innovation, especially in developing countries, to improve and strengthen their competitiveness. So, UNCTAD is doing research in science, technology, including ICT, information and communication technology, and innovation for this development of ICT. It is also helping and carrying out a broad program of work to establish efficient service providing in transport, trade facilitation and customs. UNCTAD simultaneously is helping developing countries in designing and implementing technology solutions and innovation policies for their economic growth and sustainable development. My dear student, I would be failing in my duty if I don't tell you that there are as many as 480 plus staff members working in the 480 plus, I do not have the exact data, but as per several UNCTAD bulletins I have gone through, that they always treat 480 plus staff members they have, and they have 195 member countries as the member nations of the UNCTAD. Mr. Mukhisa Kitui, Mukhisa Kitui, Mukhisa Kirui of Kenya is the Secretary General of this UNCTAD since September 2013 as on today. And Deputy Secretary General is Isabel Durant, ISABELLE, Isabel Durant, from Belgium, of Belgium, since July 2017. So, since 1964 origin, it has been a very important organ of the UN General Assembly. Now, dear students, we go to another part of the lecture. Since it is supporting developing countries to access the benefits of a globalized economy in a more fair and equitable approach, it has been helping them and equipping them to deal with potential drawbacks of economic integration. That is why it is working at the national level, regional level, and of course at global level. And the primary objectives of UNCTAD can be listed like anything. Number one, to provide comprehensive options to address macro level development challenges, to help countries or member nations in achieving beneficial integration into the International Trading System, ITS, to diversify economies to make them less dependent on specific or group of commodities, to limit their exposure to financial volatility and debt, to help member nations in attracting investment and make it more development friendly, to speed up the flow of goods across border, to curb regulations that stifle competition across markets, and to adapt to climate change and use natural resources more effectively with its wide awareness programs and through its ministerial conferences. And of course, one of the very important objectives has been to protect consumers from abuse and to help local firms move up their respective value chains, and of course to increase access to digital technologies. And last but not the least objective is that to promote entrepreneurship across the globe and also innovative practices across the globe. So this is the somewhat their brief about the objective and the proposed progress plan, because right now the whole focus of UNCTAD is on their sustainable development goals as set out for Agenda 2030 or Agenda 2030 in their regular discussions. Now their focus is just on Agenda 2030. In fact, as they have already mandated by the global community, that now they are planning to hold their 15th conference in Barbados, to hold their 11th ministerial conference scheduled for 18 to 23rd October 2020. So far they have had almost 14 conferences, ministerial conferences, and these all conferences do contribute and they have their own separate themes. Now, dear students, now I'm going to the very important part, and it's more like historical part. The highest decision-making body of UNCTAD is the Quadrennial Conference, Quadrennial, Quadrennial Conference, at which member states make assessments of current trade and development issues, discuss policy options, and also formulate global policy responses as per the business environment of the world economy. So the conference also sets the organization's mandate and also working priorities. So the ministerial conference is considered as a subsidiary organ of the UN General Assembly, and the conferences, like this ministerial conferences, always serve an important political function. They allow intergovernmental consensus building regarding the state of the world economy, its happenings, and development plans, policies. And these conferences do play a very crucial role in identifying the expectations of the United Nations and UNCTAD in addressing economic development problems as and when they emerge. So let us go back to the historical part. The very first conference took place from 23rd March to 16th June 1964, the first session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development at Geneva, Switzerland. Then the second conference took in our own country at New Delhi, India, and it had a start date 31st January to 29th March 1968. It was the second session of the UN conference on trade and development. It is called as UNCTAD II. As we further go to the historical evolution, the third session of the UN conference on trade and development held at Santiago, Chile, from 13th April to 21st May 1972. Then the fourth session in the UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD IV, popularly known as UNCTAD IV, held at Nairobi, Kenya, from 5th to 31st May 1976. The fifth session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, known as UNCTAD V, took place at Manila, Philippines, from 7th May to 3rd June 1979. Then the sixth session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development held at Belgrade, Serbia, from 6th June to 30th June 1983. Then came the seventh session. It was held at Geneva, Switzerland, UN Conference seventh session, known as UNCTAD VII, from 8th July to 3rd August 1987. The eighth session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development held at Cartagena, Colombia, Cartagena, Colombia, from 8th to 25th February 1992. The ninth session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD IX, took place at Midrand, South Africa, from 27th April to 11th May 1996. Then the 10th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development took place at Bangkok, Thailand, from 12th to 19th February. You must have been listening very carefully. The duration is now reducing from almost 2 weeks time to now hardly 12 to 19 February, 8 days. Then came the 11th session of the conference, UNCTAD 11 at Sao Paulo, Brazil, from 13th to 18th June 2004. UNCTAD 12th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development took place at Accra, Ghana, ACCRA, Ghana, from 19th to 25th April 2008. 13th session of this UNCTAD conference took place at Doha, Qatar, DOHA Doha, Qatar, QUATAR, from 20 to 26th April 2012. Then the 13th session had second part was there again. As per the data sheets, as per the bulletins, as per the UNCTAD reports, they have some dates are reflected at two places. So one said 20 to 26th April 2012 or 21 to 26th April 2012, UNCTAD 13th. Then the UNCTAD 14th. 14th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD 14, took place at Nairobi, Kenya, from 17 to 22nd July 2016. And I think as we are now, the world economy is facing the ongoing pandemic, corona. So corona pandemic has forced them to come out with a new date. But as per the last available reports, the 15th session of the UN Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD 15th, was supposed to be held at Bridgetown, Barbados, from 18 to 23rd October 2020. But it has been most likely postponed, and new dates are supposed to be declared very soon due to the corona epidemic environment. Now, dear students, as we now move into deep further insights, I must share with you another very important term. While discussing with you the UNCTAD, the term has got a very ready reference. It is called the blue economy, BLUE economy, the blue economy. And UNCTAD is also equally concerned for this emerging concept, which encourages better stewardship of our oceans or blue resources. Our ocean or blue resources also requires a lot of care. So the term blue economy is the thinking behind the blue charter, highlighting in particular the close linkages between the ocean, climate change and the well-being of the people of the world. Because blue economy supports all the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, popularly known as SDGs, known as SDG 14, Life Below Water, and recognizes that this will require ambitious coordinated actions to sustainably merge, manage, protect and preserve our ocean for the sake of present and future generations. So the blue economy goes beyond viewing the ocean economy as a mechanism for economic growth. In the small island states, to their own landmass, have vast ocean resources at their disposal, presenting a huge opportunity for boosting their economic growth. This term is very important because it tackles employment, it tackles food security, and it also tackles poverty issues. And the most loose, because you see always that the degradation of marine resources is always a major cause of worry. So similar to the green economy, the blue economy model also aims for improvement of human well-being and social equity, while significantly reducing environmental risks and ecology scarcities. So blue economy model provides a very strong basis for an inclusive model in which coastal states, which sometimes lack the capacity to manage their rich ocean resources, can begin to extend the massive benefits of those resources to one and all. So it is not, blue economy is just not market opportunities. It provides for the protection and development of more intangible blue resources, such as traditional ways of life, carbon sequestration, coastal resilience, to help vulnerable states, which can mitigate the often devastating effects of climate change. So that is why in last few decades, even they are more concerned about the blue economy, and that is why the UNCTAD is also now taking a lot of interest in ensuring that how it can come up with the blue economy threats and new challenges and prospects for recovery and resilience of the challenges posed by this first part of the 2020. Because as I and you people are interacting in this audio session, the COVID-19 pandemic has been unprecedented in our lifetimes. It has impacted all major economies, major and minor all economies, because of the evolution cycle of the disease, arrival, spread and even control. So the blue economy accounts for almost 3.5 to 7% of global GDP. This data has been very important because blue economic sectors, largely relying on the marine environment, ecosystems and species to generate economic values, which have been heavily impacted. So the pandemic is not only limiting global fishing efforts, but also hampering production of maritime goods, maritime services, and also affecting overall value chains across. So my dear students, blue economy sectors kon kon se hote hain? Blue economy sectors include travel, tourism, maritime transport, fisheries, seafood production, which have been heavily affected, disruption of supply side capacity because of transport routes, limited transport routes, limited access to ports. Now most of the major ports are now under the closure, are being under monitored like anything, falling demand curves, and increased number of sanitary and regulatory measures are really undermining these sectors like tourism, maritime, fisheries and seafood and many more similar. That is why coastal zones, Mediterranean basin and other similar basins are suffering heavily from confinement and containment measures as livelihood depend on a limited set of marine based activities. So the sustainable management of blue economy is also becoming a very important important agenda for the UNCTAD, and that is why their 2030, as I said you earlier in the lecture, 2030 agenda for sustainable development goal, in particular sustainable development goal 14, conserve and sustainably use the oceans, seas and marine resources. So besides pre-existing challenges, increasing level of plastic, chemical pollution, GHG emissions and over exploitation of resources really forces the policymakers to look back and seize better opportunities for quick economic recovery as soon as the measures are lifted. Because you know, we are going to witness lot of problems in travel and coastal tourism. You know, UNWTO recently revised its 2020 prospects in international tourist arrivals from between 3% to 4% growth to a deep decline of between 20 to 30%, because it is translating an estimated loss of $300 to $450 billion in international tourism receipts. And the Asia Pacific and Europe are the two regions which are being most affected severely because of these kind of pandemic conditions. Moreover, maritime transport has been also badly affected because world is battling against the coronavirus pandemic. So the global maritime transport industry has also required to play a crucial role, because it is ever important to keep supply chains open. Hum padhte aa rahe hain baar baar, supply chain ko zaruri hai continue karna, and to allow maritime transport to operate as over 80% of global trade by volume and more than 70% by value is estimated to be carried by over 50,000 commercial vessels worldwide. So slowdown in output will reduce demand for maritime transport services. So because of this ongoing pandemic, traffic slowdown, fewer scheduled requests for shipping and cancellation, blank sailings or port closures are occurring. So that is why, you know, the outbreak has seemingly diminishing in China, but cargo volumes have to take certain rebounded at Chinese ports also by the end of March 2020, according to reports. So as a student, you cannot ignore all these environmental happenings. So pandemic is also affecting maritime transport, and the health of seafarers is also a key sanitary concern. The International Chamber of Shipping, ICS, has called on all governments and UN even to keep maritime trade moving by continuing to allow commercial ships access to ports worldwide, because it is estimated that every month around 100,000 seafarers need to shift ashore in order to comply with international maritime regulations. So dear student, this is a very important part of the UNCTAD, how handling these kind of challenges. Another important part of the this blue economy is fisheries and seafood production. You know, international supply chains exchange between 35 to 38% of global fisheries and aquaculture output. It generated almost $152 billion in the year 2017, and fish and seafood consumptions also provides about 20 to 20% of all animal protein intake for 3.2 billion people of the world. So the COVID-19 pandemic is impacting fish products, seafood value chains because of falling demand consumer curve, restaurants, hostels, closure of retail business, disrupted trade routes, changes in consumer demand is affecting severely. So on the other hand, demand for frozen preparations and canned and packaged seafood is growing because households are now seeking to stock up. People want to stock up on non-perishable food at the expense of fresh seafood options. So online retailers and takeaway options are also reporting increased interest as homebound consumers are searching retail alternatives. So dear students, all in all, it is also affecting that you should be very, very analytical, that pandemic is offering a unique opportunity to shift resources allocated to capacity and effort enhancing subsidies towards policy instruments. That is why another fourth important aspect is that there is a role for blue economy in post-COVID, especially with respect to risk recovery and resilience. Because uncertainty is looming, and it is looming as that the outlook for the blue economy, to the extent the duration is severity of the pandemic is yet to be clear. All blue economic sectors are negatively facing the COVID-19 outbreak, including developing countries, which are heavily impacted by these downturn trends. So UNCTAD, a question you can always ask, UNCTAD has to shift its attention in assessing the impact of pandemic on key blue economic sectors and identify potential for recovery and very strong resilience, so that social, economic and environmental care is also taken up. So the blue economy will have to certainly ensure a crucial important role in global recovery once the demand level raises again, and probably next 2 months are going to be very, very important. That is why some strong courses of action are required to enable a faster blue economic recovery is required, and here the UNCTAD can play a very important role by way of exercising due restraint in scaling up hidden sanitary protectionism and closely monitor trade related response measures, introduce better sanitary and social safety, social distance readiness and adaptation plans for most vulnerable key blue economic workers, especially in tourism, hotel, hospitality and maritime transport, fisheries and seafood processing. Always minimize unnecessary control and burdensome procedures associated with goods. Enhance more coordination between fish and seafood suppliers all over the world, especially transport chains, warehousing and logistical services, in order to avoid loss of produce and food waste. And also expedite public and private debt forgiveness, total or partially, particularly is for the LDC countries or less developing countries. And also design and implement rescue policy packages for vulnerable populations in blue economy sectors. And also extend fishing seasons when below total allowable catch accordingly, scientific evidence without disturbing reproduction periods. So fishers can compensate lack of activity during confinement periods. And always, you know, let's keep up the fight against illegal fishing also at all possible shores, and rely as much as possible on electronic monitoring and surveillance system all across the ports, all across the coastal areas, so that targeted inspections and interventions are more regular at sea points and port trust points. And also, they have to minimize unnecessary controls and do away with the lengthy burdensome procedures. So this was all about I wanted to discuss. I would like to have more questions. You can put up questions, you can ask questions through your emails, or you can talk to me, my dear students. So this was all about UNCTAD, UNCTAD. Thank you very much. Stay safe, stay healthy.